Welcome to episode 331 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton. As always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
Happy Sunday.
331.
331. Why'd you say that like that?
I don't know.
You said it very, like almost in a military sense.
Yeah. Mostly because I support our troops.
That's that way.
Yeah, that's why I did it that way.
Just today, though, because you don't normally say it that way.
I mean, I like to switch it up. I like to support everybody.
Oh, got it. Who are you supporting on those other days?
Somebody different each time.
Somebody different each time? Yeah, it's a secret. You know who you are. Is that kind of deal?
330 salutes to other people on the intros.
And this one's for the military. 331.
Yeah. Maybe the next one's for me. I don't know.
Why so late? Why didn't we salute the military earlier?
I waited for a milestone episode.
331 is a milestone?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Let me tell you something. Every time there's one after the one we did before, it's a milestone.
I want to draw your attention to how few podcasts that come out weekly make it this far.
True.
So every episode is, in fact, a milestone at this point. The fact that we're still here.
My assumption is we still have listeners.
I don't know. Producer Gerald's listening right now.
He is. That's yep. Right. And I'm assuming I know Zach listens. I'm assuming Garrett still listens. I know he's got a lot going on with his family and stuff, so probably maybe not as much as he could in the past. Matt listens. I think Thomas still listens. To my knowledge, that might be it.
I listen live.
Sometimes I listen depending on what, like a quality check thing to make sure.
That I mean, I listen when we're doing it.
That we're still doing this. I do too.
And then I listen when I edit to some of it.
And sometimes if I remember really funny things, I'll go back and listen to them just because I want to laugh.
So I was editing, I think, last week.
Yep. I listened to that, too.
And I was an asshole and laughed out loud to us, which is what's the part that makes me an asshole. You're not an asshole for laughing out loud. You're an asshole for laughing at yourself out loud.
No. It was funny. It was funny.
That was a hoot.
10 max.
Made me laugh.
Nope. Not that one.
Yeah. Yep. I laughed pretty good. Pretty
so
good giggle
I.
going.
I listened to it too and laughed at the part. So I guess we're both assholes for laughing at ourselves. It's fine.
I've got this sport cap on my bottle.
Because you're sporty.
Yeah. If sport cap is an option, I will get it in any drink.
Why?
I think it's convenient. I like to just spray it right in my mouth. I like that better. I understand why they don't do it in soda, but like I like it.
So you like to pretend you're like one of the football players with the old Gatorade bottles?
Yeah. And can we get an update on those bottles, Gatorade?
What bottles, Gatorade?
Those green with the orange top.
The green with the orange top that you just sprayed in your mouth?
Yeah, can we get an update on those? They look like that for too long now.
It's classic, man. It's a classic look.
You could update it a little bit.
Nah.
That hunter green color could go.
Leave it like it is.
That's right. Never update. Just hope that the world doesn't change around you.
They update everything else. They can never leave the fucking bottle.
Never innovate. That's what they put on their bottles. Gatorade, never innovate.
That's not what they say.
Oh, look, that one's got curves.
That one. That's the one I'm talking about is not that one.
No, that's a fancy version of it.
Yeah, no. But there's one.
It's that one on the left.
Actually spells out Gatorade with a lightning bolt, like third row down. That's the one I'm talking about.
That's a class. I guess they have updated it, but just the branding. That's ugly.
That looks like somebody made that. Almost looks like a Starbucks cup.
Yeah, yep. Those look like paint bottles.
That's the one I used to have when I did sporty.
Scroll up a little bit.
When I did sporty things.
A little bit more. A little bit more. Turns out a lot more. Keep going. That one right there, left, top row. Right under the $4.99. That's the one I had.
I had the one below it. Next row down, third from the left.
$4.99 to get that Gatorade bottle. How many millions of those have they sold?
Oh, who knows?
Gatorade or Powerade?
Gatorade.
Yeah, me too.
My wife likes Powerade.
I don't know that if you poured them in a cup, I could even tell you the difference.
Me either, but Gatorade.
I usually buy the blue or the red.
is in like the Arctic ice frost or ice freeze or
no, I don't think so, because it's like the deeper blue.
Okay. Yep. I've had that one before. And I do like the fruit punch, and I like the lemon lime flavored.
Powerade has a better squeeze bottle though. Look at that. That's a better bottle.
Oh yeah. It's got grips on it. Look at that.
You don't want your sweaty palms when you're working out hard.
That's for running. That's right. It's for running.
Sports bottle. Look at that. For camping.
Yeah.
Jug bottle.
That's their version of the Yeti, I guess.
Powerade is who? Powerade is Pepsi? Coke?
Sure.
I think Powerade belongs to somebody.
I think it's Coke.
Yeah, actually. I don't know.
Which now is the better of the two colas, might I add.
Oh, 100%. Now, the new one with the body armor, have you seen that one?
No.
That's the new kid on the scene.
Drink. Is that a Pepsi or a Coke?
No, it's not a soda. It's a sports drink. It's a Gatorade.
Oh, yes, yes. I have seen that. Yes. I'm not sure about it.
Powerade. Remember when Gatorade was going crazy with the chews and everything?
With the what? Gatorade chews and stuff. Like the gum with that squirted in your mouth.
Ooh. Like a gusher.
Like gushers. Yeah.
Like a fruit gusher. Rest in peace. I love those things.
Yeah.
Powerade is Coca-Cola.
Remember fruit by the foot?
Also known as stuck in your teeth. Yeah, I remember. Those are, so if I had a gusher right now, I'm like, oh, these are fun. If I had a fruit roll-up, I'd be like, these still suck.
Fruit roll-ups? Yeah.
As a kid, I loved them, but now they're disgusting.
And they always came out of that stupid plastic that was impossible to pull off.
Yeah, fruit roll-ups. Now, fruit by the foot, same thing, but easier to eat.
Easier to eat. Yep, fruit roll-ups were weird. Definitely.
What's that gum tape? You know what I'm talking about?
I do. I can't remember what it's called, though. But it came in like the round tape measure thing.
Yeah, it was like the chalky. Yeah, one right there.
There it is.
$20.
Right there.
Hubba Bubba.
Is it Bubble?
Bubble Yum? Hubba Bubba. He doesn't want to click on it because it takes him to some sketch website.
Right.
There it is. Hubba Bubba Bubble Tape.
Bubble tape. That's what it was.
Yeah. I like that bubble tape. I like the Big League Chew.
You don't see a lot of the, like those classic, like Bubblicious or Hubba Bubba Bubblegum.
I don't know why this went away, but I understand why Big League Chew has struggled in the later years.
Oh, I do too.
Maybe gum-shaped tobacco products or tobacco-shaped gum products aren't
the other way. Yeah, you're right. The second time.
Look how good that looks, though. They also need to update. That package has looked like that since I've been alive.
Mm-hmm. It's always got the baseball player on it because they're the only ones who chew. Because
if it just said some old dude spitting into a pot, you'd be like, I don't know if it's a good kid's product.
Right.
Yeah, look at that. Get a pull of that.
I remember that.
Yeah, that's good. That's just the bubble tape shredded is all that is.
That's it. That's all it is.
Yeah, that's good. But I think the purple one tastes like Dimetap. Dimetap.
Well, I happen to like the taste of Dimetap, so.
I do, too. That's the problem with that. You could just get some of that purple drink and sip on it. It's pretty good. Medicine shouldn't be good like that.
Medicine should not be tasty. I agree 100%.
That Big League shirt, Big League Chew shirt's good, but it's $32.
That's too much.
Somebody's proud of it.
It's vintage. That's why.
Is it?
I guess. I don't know. Do they still make Big League Chew?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know that I've seen it lately.
Yeah, it's hard to get, but I think they make it. Candy doesn't ever go away. They just
it said it was $48. They can't make it anymore. It was $48 at the Dollar Tree.
Yeah, right there. $1.46 from Dollar Days. What the fuck
sold
is Dollar
in lots
Days?
Of 24.
Dollar Tree has it right now for $48 for...
A case of 48. Oh, that's like a dollar a piece.
Oh, look at that bucket. Team Rally bucket.
Huh. That's $10.25.
I just rubbed that on my body.
You're doing it wrong. Just so
or
you know.
Or right.
It's not how it works.
Or I'm doing it really right.
You're not going to get the same conclusion.
Maybe. I don't know.
No, it'll just be weird.
I played some Rocket League this week. Not the highlight of my week, though.
Nope, I know what the highlight of your week is.
I played some Farm Together multiple times this week, and it's real good.
Not with me.
Nope. Shout out to Marshall 205, our friend Howard. He's been playing with us. He's been playing with me. That game is fantastic.
And he seems to really enjoy it. Now, does he really enjoy it, or is he just putting you on?
No, he's like on YouTube watching videos.
Oh,
like,
he's all in.
So here was the initial setup. We're going to start a farm. We're only going to play it together. He started a whole separate farm because it wasn't enough farm action for him to just play by himself. Or when we were on together. So he's playing by himself as well. So we have a farm we've played together. Then he has a farm he plays. He's all in. It's like Harvest Moon, but multiplayer. That's what I would...
Yes, he informed me that it's the best game ever made.
Yeah, I think he might have been a little
off on that. Maybe a little excited. I mean, I appreciate the excitement.
Yeah, maybe just a little. I mean, it's good. It's probably not even the best farming game I've ever played.
But the multiplayer is the aspect that really brings it to life.
Stardew, for instance, is a better game than Farm Together.
Mm-hmm.
But the PS4 experience of farming together, and it's as simplified as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You don't upgrade your tools. You don't have to refill your water bucket. It's one button to do everything.
Right.
So you can walk up to a field, X will plow it, then X will plant it, then X will water it because it just knows what it needs.
Mm-hmm.
And really seamless jump in, jump out, and the map is massive. So you're going to be able to get these awesome, huge farms. There's tons of animals. There's fishing. There's obviously planting. There's trees. There's building houses, upgrading shit. It's really good. Caught it on sale for like $17, which I think it's normally $20, so it wasn't much of a sale.
Right.
But it's fun. I like it.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's probably for me.
Probably not, but it's good.
It doesn't seem like my kind of game, but I'm glad that you two are enjoying it.
Yeah, it's been fun. I really want to go for the platinum on it. I think it's doable. I think the platinum's very doable.
Nothing outrageous on there?
So there's a couple that are kind of specific, do X, Y, and Z, and those are pretty easy. Everything else is just tied to if you play for a long time, it'll eventually happen.
Gotcha.
Because it's like so far, drive so far, plow up so many spots, plant so many things. That'll just happen.
Those are the good ones. Those are good trophies.
There's one for coming back a month after you've started playing.
Uh-huh. Coming back.
Yeah. Like open a farm that is 30 days old.
Gotcha.
So
even if you play every day, you don't have to come back 30 days after you last played the game.
No, just 30 days once it started.
Oh, okay.
And I think that's kind of tied to a lot of the things that you'll be doing. You'll be getting all those trophies around that time, I think.
Right.
Okay. But I'm a big fan of that game. And
so
I've had a
Marshall
blast
205.
Yeah. It's been
so
fun.
So was Marshall 205. So is that all you played this week?
Yeah, it was just a little bit of Rocket League and some Farm Together.
More Farm Together than Rocket League?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good. Good. I've had a week where I, again, didn't play a whole lot. But I did end up buying Ghost Recon Wildlands on Sunday, like I had talked about last week. I've just played through the first mission so far because I didn't play on Monday. And then on Tuesday, there was an update for the Division 2. So I played that to see what they did with some of the changes they made. And then the raid came out on Thursday, and I have not attempted the raid yet. I haven't been paying attention to it. We'll get a little more into that, I think, a little further in the podcast, if I remember correctly. There's some raid talk. So I did get a chance to play with Buddy Matt this week. We were back on. We did some stuff. Basically, now we're both... I'm going to go ahead and speak for Matt here. But right now, we're both at a point where, from what we've seen from the raid, we definitely need to make some changes and prep a little better. So we have decided to wait until we can move forward and do some recalibrating, get some of our specs really where they need to be, And then we're going to move forward with the raid, but we don't know when that's going to be yet. So, as far as Wildlands go, if it wasn't for all that preparation for the Division 2 that I felt like I had to do, because I didn't know what was going to happen with the raid when it dropped, I might want to go right at it. Turned out I didn't. And so I would have played that more. That first mission was fun. I do want to play it some more and see what happens as it expands. So, but that's it. That's all I've played this week is those two things. Well, a few other things too, but I guess I might as well go into that. Yesterday, I had the pleasure of dropping by the Rochester Game Fest Spring Mini Show. Essentially, that is a little mini show. They do a big show in, I think it's September. And then they do a mini show in the spring where it's different developers from around the Rochester, New York area who come in and basically have their games on tap for you to try that they're developing. There's the RIT is here, University of Rochester here. There's some, RIT is a big technical school. So a lot of it was coming out of there, but, it's just developers. Some of them are just one person here with the game I made. Some of them are actual groups of people, and I had a really good time and played some really good stuff. And, might be putting some stuff together with some of those. So possibly some interviews and stuff like that. I do have all their information, but I don't want to give anything out just yet. So stay tuned for some of the information on some of the developers and such that I managed to meet yesterday. Played some really, really neat ideas for games. Some needed some work, but that's essentially your alpha testing here. Some of them are available now. Some are going to be available, but I'll keep everybody posted on all that stuff and as we move forward with those kinds of things. But just know we're moving on up in the world.
You look neat. Everything there to get into that show, you must be New York-based, I believe, is the thing.
You must be New York-based, preferably from the Western New York region.
That's pretty cool.
I will say yesterday, and Ryan, you'll appreciate this, they also had some different events yesterday, and there was a group from the area that do speed runs. So yesterday I sat and watched a kid play a bunch of bosses from Cuphead.
Oh my goodness.
Speed running. Crazy.
Did it make you just want to run out and get Cuphead?
It did. But then it occurs to me that I'm probably not going to be able to do that. There's this guy's beating some of these bosses in like less than a minute.
Are these pictures he's pulling up from this year? Does that look right?
I'm trying to. I don't think so.
Because I'm curious about this last mix.
I don't think so. Last hex. Now, oh, it is also different. Tabletop games. Keep that in mind.
Yeah, that's not my thing, but I get it.
That actually, I think, is from yesterday. That picture there.
I bet that last mech is, too.
It might be. Let's last hex.
That's an M.
Fucking say it right.
That's an M, bro.
It is not an M.
That's an M.
It's an H. Yep, that's from yesterday.
You could potentially be in some of these picks.
I could potentially be in some of these picks, I suppose.
Do you remember what you were wearing?
I actually had on a GameStitch shirt, I believe.
So you're looking for someone in black. That'll narrow it down to half the room.
Yes. I had a hat on. That might be me. Hold on. No, not there.
That's a lady.
Back up. Dude, there was a dude on one of these pictures sitting down with a hat on. Scroll back up. Or keep clicking on the same picture. That's cool, too, Producer Gerald.
Why are you being so aggressive towards me? That's Dan. You're in the picture.
That's me right there. Yep, I am in the picture.
You're playing a game.
That is me playing. I got to pull it up here because I played a bunch of games yesterday.
It looks like an Xbox controller.
What was the name of that game? Obsidian Valley Studios.
That's crazy. I didn't think we were actually going to find you in a picture.
Is who makes the game. But yeah.
Yep. I was sort of joking that you would just happen to photobomb one, but there you are.
There I am.
Yes, you didn't photobomb that. That's like a picture of you.
That's a picture of me.
Yeah, like they wanted that picture. Well, that's fun.
I got Pixar something here that has the name of that game, too. That here was probably, I think it was called Render, possibly.
I mean, we're going to assume you're right because we weren't there.
I'm pretty sure it was called Render. I'm going to put together all the information and we'll get it out there. So, right there. See this dude in the middle here? That's who I watched do the Cuphead speed run with just the bosses. I mean, he beat some of these bosses in like 45 seconds.
Cuphead's crazy. Little Smash Bros right there.
Mm-hmm. But they had it's the Smash Bros tournament. But yeah, it was fun. It was a good time. It's the first one I've been to in the area. But it was super interesting. There's the Le Petit Poutine food truck that was there.
I ain't mad at that.
No, poutine is the bomb.
I ain't mad at that at all.
Is that what the kids still? The kids don't say that anymore, do they?
No, they do, for sure.
Do they?
No.
Okay.
There's no way they do.
This is shit? It's the shiznit?
No, they say it's lit.
Oh, it's lit. Okay, that's, yeah.
I don't even know if they say that anymore.
A little poutine is lit.
This poutine is lit.
Poutine is lit. That's right.
Fire. That's what if they would just send a picture of the truck with the fire emoji.
That's sweet. Yeah, I can work with that.
Yeah, that's how they would do it. If this is your first time here, welcome. We talk about video games and whatever else we want, and we do it for your pleasure, for your joy, for your happiness. And Gerald's got Deadpool pulled up.
Everything we do it for you.
Oh wow! I see what you did there.
Yeah.
If you love the show so much you can't stand it, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch and support us over there at whatever tier you can afford. If you can't do that, then just tell your friends about us. Spray painting on a neighbor's car or whatever you think to get the message out there.
I would not go with that suggestion. It was a fine suggestion, Ryan. However, I would not follow through on that suggestion if you're a listener.
It is important that we point out we're not liable in any way for anything that you do.
No. But in most municipalities, vandalism is considered an illegal act, and there will be repercussions.
Let me change it up. Spray paint it on your car.
Okay, that's better.
Is that Farming Simulator kit that he's got pulled up come with a chef's hat?
No, that's a what's it, a beanie?
Why does it look like a chef's hat?
It's not a chef's hat.
I got the ADHD. It's hard to pay attention when he's pulling up fancy pictures.
It's an outdoor. That looks good, though.
Yeah, it does. Look at all that shit. It comes with like 90 things.
Is that a die-cast tractor?
Yeah, for sure is.
Huh.
In a chef's hat.
It's only like $58.
Yes, a PC, though.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody plays PC. Welcome. The show posts every Monday, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on podcast services around the globe, the world, the universe, whether it's flat or round, we're here for you.
Stop flat. Stop saying that. Probably don't even give that flat as an option.
It's probably not flat. It's unlikely that it's flat since it's a not ball flat on every
it's
fucking
literally
picture
not
ever flat
seen. Science, it's, bitches.
It's been a sphere, not a coaster.
Science.
I got to say, some of those renderings, though untrue, look fun. That second one's very good there.
Put those away.
It definitely doesn't look like that. That's better.
Now that's a flat earther right there.
That's
you
a Minecraft
a
earth
cube.
Which is a story that we're going to talk about.
There's a heart.
Yeah, it's shaped like a heart for sure. Donut earth.
Look at that donut.
Now that's cool.
I can live with that.
Also incorrect, but cool.
Yeah, incredibly incorrect. All these pictures right are incorrect.
Not far right there is the Earth.
By the way.
Welcome to Earth. Bam, punch that alien in the face. That's a great movie.
Independence Day?
Yeah. Welcome to Earth, and he punches him right in the nose. Because that's what one does to an alien if you're Will Smith.
If you're Will Smith in the mid-90s.
Oh, you don't think Will Smith will punch an alien now?
I don't. No.
No, he still will.
I feel like he's tempered a little bit.
No, he was on stage at Coachella. He looked like he's still got it.
Oh, well, maybe I'm wrong.
I would have sent Will Smith picture and then the fire emoji.
Mm.
He was on stage with his son performing.
With
Jaden.
Jaden, that's it. I couldn't think of his name.
They sang the song, and he said, "This is my first time on stage, and that was so good. Let's run it back." And they just did it again.
Oh.
Yeah. He was singing that Icon song, I believe it is.
I don't know that song.
Yeah. I believe that's his hit.
That's who, Jaden's hit?
Yeah, I believe that to be the case.
Mm. Is he in overalls?
Yep.
Hmm. Those are coming back, huh?
Yep. Overalls and fanny packs are in. Also, there's just pictures of his Model X behind him the whole time.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's about either.
Is what it is, I suppose.
It is what it is. Our first story is also about relationships.
Yes.
An unlikely one. This is the Milo and Otis of video game stories.
Wow. What a pullback.
You like that?
I do.
So what's happened here is it would appear that Microsoft and Sony have established a partnership for gaming and cloud services. Just want to let that soak in for a second.
They're working together.
Also, that uncomfortable stage photo right there, I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
I don't even like a stage. It looks like a conference room at the local Days Inn.
Yeah, but it's a staged photo. Like they took one from every angle of them doing that move.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all. The two companies plan on sharing technology and information going forward and build upon a shared infrastructure for some of their future initiatives. Nowhere in the announcement were the words Xbox or PlayStation named, but it implies that Microsoft and Sony's partnership will specifically focus on consumer entertainment platforms like gaming, aka Xbox and PS4, or PlayStation, I should say.
I mean, it's kind of cool. Pull their resources together to work on essentially the cloud.
Yeah, it is cool, but I did not see this coming.
Well, I didn't either, and I'm not sure that this is something the world was clamoring for, but it's a good first step, I suppose.
Specifically, the agreement says that the two will jointly develop future cloud solutions within Microsoft Azure. It says that Sony will use Microsoft Azure and its own gaming content streaming services, although Sony PlayStation Now is not mentioned specifically. Including a push to better tools for content creators. The two are also committing to working together on semiconductors for AI. I definitely don't know what that means.
Skynet, that's what that means.
I've seen iRobot, though.
Did you see the AI Joe Rogan voice?
No.
Oh, you need to check that out. Look up... Joe Rogan, monkeys, hockey.
No, I hadn't seen it. I did see they have the Ben Shapiro AI, though. That will.
You can I say, haven't seen the Ben
they
Shapiro
can make it say
one,
anything no. they want, and it's him.
Really?
So what they're saying is that these people that talk so many hours every day, they can basically, they have everything they need.
To make their voice.
Yeah.
Make it say whatever they want to.
Somebody like Joe Rogan, who's doing a 3-hour podcast every other day.
But yeah, you need to check that out. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
It's pretty good stuff.
He's probably actually said everything in there.
No, there's some crazy shit in there. and it's not stuff he said.
It's hard to say.
No, you'll understand once you listen.
So Sony and Microsoft are sort of kind of working together for the future of cloud gaming and robots.
Yes.
Microsoft also revealed Minecraft Earth.
Yes, they did.
An AR Pokemon Go style game that's been teased for quite a while now. It looks cool. You explore a Minecraft Earth. You can see treasure chests, cluster blocks, and mobs. You can also stumble across adventures, which overlay full Minecraft-like area resources to collect mobs to dispatch. As you take on your adventure, your game experience to progress your career, the studio also promises the mobs and variants, especially for Minecraft Earth. So they're going to make some exclusive stuff. It looks like a AR version of Pokemon Go. Well, I mean, Pokemon Go is a little AR if you didn't switch that off immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like that kind of game. It'll be cool. I'll play with it for about 3 months and then I'll drop off of it real hard.
I will play for it for probably zero.
Yeah. It does have some building, I believe. There's some building aspect to it.
Yeah, there's some. Because it can't be Minecraft if there's no building.
Now, I started real clogged up this morning. The nose is starting to run now.
Oh.
So that's I'm good. Taking you through the gambit of allergy side effects. I don't know what's blooming right now. You got a thumbs up?
Mm-hmm.
Why's that?
Can't tell because it's in the blur.
You love allergies?
I do.
The thumbs up for allergies. So I don't know where this will take me. I could lose my voice. I don't know.
Could hear a bunch of sniffs.
So there was a one odd story, one story that I could tell that didn't hit as hard as it did with me with you. On to the next story, which is the most surprising story of this whole thing. The Switch has now outsold the PS4 in Japan.
That's fucking crazy.
It also shows you the
power
the
of
US
Japan,
is, yes.
The power of Nintendo in Japan.
Yes, it is unrivaled. They own that market.
Japan, yes.
So, the Switch has now sold 8.3 million consoles in Japan, slightly ahead of PS4 at 8.7. So not crazy. Now, it is worth pointing out, globally, the PS4 has sold 96.8 million consoles compared to the Switch's 34.7. It's just that everyone in Japan bought one.
Everyone in Japan bought one, whether even if you had like two people living in a house, they each bought a Switch.
So the crazy part is that those are both Japanese companies.
What?
Sony and Nintendo.
Yes.
Nintendo just has such a stronghold on the market over there.
Well, Japan is always a lot quicker to embrace those sort of changes than a lot of the rest of the world is.
Yeah, interesting.
Which is part of it, too. You know, the Switch is an awesome idea, but some people just aren't sold on it. They don't think it's something they need. And to be fair, there is a lot of public transit in Japan in which the Switch is probably undoubtedly utilized, so much more so than here in the States or anywhere else, really.
Yeah, it's interesting. I didn't expect that story.
No, that's a weird one. It makes sense.
It makes sense.
Nintendo's got a lock on Japan, but they have for a long time.
I think you're right, though. That mass transit plays into it a lot, that the Switch certainly fills a gap that's needed there.
Yeah. More so than a lot of other places.
Yeah, until my car drives itself around here, I won't be able to play.
And you can play your Switch, right?
I'm playing my PS4 if it drives itself. I'm putting a 32-inch CRT in there.
Yeah?
Hooking it up to the PS4, yeah.
A CRT.
Yeah.
Nice.
I want my tires to wear unevenly because I'm dragging down on that side so much.
That's fair.
On to the next story. There was a Super Mario Maker 2 Direct.
Yes, there was.
This game looks like Mario Maker, but in a good way. Obviously, there's some changes coming. Several different online multiplayer modes. Multiplayer versus with up to four players. Playing as either Mario, Luigi, Toad, or Toadette will compete in a race through randomly selected levels, which is cool. There's also a co-op multiplayer mode that lets you clear courses together. They also showed off some new customization tools that are pulling from Super Mario World 3D.
Mm-hmm.
So the first time that'll be available. I mean, at the end of the day, this is more Mario Maker, which I think is a good thing.
But did you enjoy the first Mario Maker? Did you play it?
I did play it, and I did enjoy it, but boy, it just searching through and finding levels was all but impossible.
Okay.
So what happened with Mario Maker is you spent 45 minutes playing it each time, and you played shitty levels for 40 minutes of it.
Gotcha.
But you'd find that one, and you're like, this is good. This is real good. Now, it looks like they really just kicked it up a notch on this new one, though. It looks like you can just go wild. There's still course IDs, though, so fuck that. But anyways, that'll be cool. I'll pick it up.
I'm sure you will.
They also showed off their voucher system. Have you seen this?
I have not.
All right, so for $100, you get access to 2 first-party Nintendo games digitally. There's a list you can choose from. So they're basically saving you $20 if you buy this voucher.
Okay.
But you can't buy it from one game. You're committing to 2 every time you do it. Maybe you can only do it once. I don't know. But so, for instance, I could spend $100 and I could get Yoshi's Crafted World, which I want to get, as well as Mario Maker 2.
Okay.
Saving me $20. You're going digital.
Oh.
In my opinion, this is what digital needs, but not a voucher system. Just make it that price.
Right. The games need to be less.
If they're $60 for physical, make them $50 for digital. I think that's the ecosystem that makes sense. I think they're testing it right now with this, and I kind of like it.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
Okay, here's the list of games. Mario Maker 2, Zelda, 1-2 Switch, Mario Kart, Splatoon 2, Xenoblade 2, Mario Odyssey, ARMS, Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze. Is that Sushi Strikers? I can't see what that one is. I don't know what that one next to it is either. Kirby. Oh, Bayonetta 2.
Bayonetta 2.
They're assholes.
Kirby. What do we got here? Pokemon. Let's go Pikachu. Let's go Eevee. Mario Tennis Aces. Super Mario Party. Yoshi's Crafted World. Fire Emblem Warriors. Super Smash Bros. Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe. Fitness Boxing, Dragon Quest Builders, Hyrule Warriors Definitive Edition, Pokemon Tournament DX. That's a good little list here.
Yeah.
The World Ends With You, Final Remix, Octopath Traveler, Go Vacation, and I think that's it. That's it.
It's not even... There's a load more button, too. That's not even all of... No, that's not even all first party.
It's learn more. Not shit.
Those look the same. That's not even all first party, so that's a cool list of stuff.
Yeah.
The problem with Nintendo games and why they can do this over other people is their games never go on sale.
Right.
They're like never any cheaper than they come out.
They're never any cheaper than they come out.
Zelda is a launch game, still $60.
Yep.
So I think it's a neat idea. I like to see it take off and people just use this as a pricing model for the future.
As the model.
But yeah, never did I think Nintendo would be the first one to try it.
Yeah, odd. Yeah.
Ubisoft has delayed Skull and Bones again.
Jesus Christ.
For those not familiar or it's been so long you don't remember, Skull and Bones is like a naval combat, I would say like Assassin's Creed naval combat style game.
It's essentially the way it sounds like it's going to be a super serious Sea of Thieves.
Yeah, Sea of Thieves.
This is the idea I got behind it.
Yeah, but I think it's all the naval combat. Like, I don't think you get off the boat. Like, I think it's all just boat battle after boat battle.
Oh, it's all just naval combat?
Yeah, I believe so. It looks crazy good. It's taken too long.
Yeah, it is. This is the second time it's been delayed for a significant amount of time.
It was initially scheduled to release in 2018. Mm-hmm. Being delayed now till 2019, 2020. So that was the first delay. Now it's 2019 or 2020 after, so they don't even know.
And basically what they've stated is the earliest it may launch now is April 2020.
And it will not be out. It will not be at E3.
It won't be at E3. Because there's nothing to show. Yeah, it's with all the problems they appear to be having with it, you don't want to show it at E3.
You want the typical bottled comment? Ubisoft remains committed to Skull and Bones.
Doesn't everybody?
That means it's fucked, but we're working on it.
Yeah, we're trying to get it right.
You want it fast? You want it right? I want it right fast.
I want it fast, right?
What is this? Is this
This is Skull and Bones. Skull and Bones, I believe.
Yeah. This is that trailer from 1998. 3 years
ago or whatever.
It looks good.
It does look good. I won't play it, but it's not my kind of game.
So, I mean, it's safe to say at this point it's probably gone next gen.
Probably.
Yeah. You know Ubisoft loves a launch title.
They do love a launch title.
So maybe
they
that's
it. They love
it.
To bring their games out, bring a new game out with a new console.
Now, do you want to tackle the next story?
I can tackle the next story. Well, why don't you go through it and then we'll talk more about it.
Okay. So there's a whole thing with the new raid that you were referring to earlier.
For Division 2, yep.
And that there is no matchmaking.
None.
I won't get into what all that means, but I want to tell you, here's what's going on. Ubisoft has explained why they didn't put matchmaking in the Division 2 raid. Ubisoft explained, Let me get to the point that matters. It's working on a solution, though it didn't go into detail about what exactly it is. Ask if there will eventually be a way for players who didn't find a group outside of the game to participate in the raid. Associate creator Chad Zimbawi said, yes, we're working on it. But then he explained why there was no traditional matchmaking. You need to be sure that the team you are going to work with has microphones, speaks the same language, and has proper gear to support the team. It's not about simple matchmaking, as we do for the missions. A mission or any other content you can eventually do with randoms, and you will manage to beat that content. So basically, he's just saying, like you were saying earlier, you can't just go into this blind.
You can't go into this blind. For anybody who's been paying attention to it, this is not going to be news. But since it went live, it took, who was it, Macro Style, I think? And his team beat the raid in 5 hours on PC. Essentially, there's been some talk about possibly the difference between PC and console making the raid virtually unbeatable on consoles. And it comes down to the 60 frames per 30 frames per second. Whereas the game was optimized for PC, and then that version was then released on console without making any changes for those differences. So it's impossible to beat. It's not. It has been beat by a team on console at this point on the PS4 after 36 hours.
Damn.
The raid requires communication. It requires everybody is on the same tactical page. It requires everybody is aware of what everybody's build is, what they're going to be doing in the raid. So there's a lot of that sort of communication that has to go on. And that's essentially the reason why they're saying they didn't have matchmaking. Personally, I'm okay with no matchmaking. There are ways around that. There's looking for groups on Discord. There's groups on both consoles. There's even some workarounds where everybody meets up in anybody who wants to do the raid meets up in a public space and does a certain emoji to let everyone know. So there's ways around the matchmaking. However, for the most part, you are going to lose. It is not going to be a fun experience. Especially if there really is those problems on the consoles as compared to the PC. It hasn't been proven yet, but that's just what some people are reading into it. Some of the more technical people are saying, look, the 30 frames per second, it doesn't allow you to swing around and move as quickly as you need to in order to do the things you need to do to complete this. Something about possibly hitbox being smaller in the consoles because of technical limitations, something. So anybody who has any experience with any sort of raids or anything like that knows that when they initially come out, there isn't matchmaking. Destiny didn't have matchmaking. WoW didn't have matchmaking. Even the free ones, DC Universe Online, didn't have matchmaking for the raids. Because you cannot do the things you need to do to put a team together to beat that raid in matchmaking. Over time, that may change. They may find some other options. But if you're mad about matchmaking, no matchmaking for the raid, then you don't understand what a raid is. Like, well, so I said, it took a team on the PS4 36 hours to beat it. I can tell you where the big issue's coming from. The big issue's coming from is that when everything released, Ubisoft had posted that everything was all online activities were going to feature matchmaking. Everybody took that to mean the raid as well. And that's where all this is coming from. But honestly, taking the matchmaking out of it is probably a better idea, because if not, people are going to try to matchmake for it. They're going to get steamrolled, and they're not going to come back to it.
I think part of the outrage comes from the fact that the matchmaking works so well and is so involved in all the rest of the game.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
That people just forgot that raids typically don't have matchmaking.
Yeah, a raid is a different beast. It's supposed to be a different beast.
Right, but I can see how when you're so used to that experience and it was working for you, that then they take it away and you're like, hey, what the hell?
Yeah, but I mean, Destiny worked good or matchmaking worked fine in Destiny. And when they brought in raids, they didn't bring in matchmaking.
I don't know, a lot of outrage culture.
There is a lot of outrage.
But the cool thing is that the first team that successfully completed got their photo in the White House, right? Of their characters.
Yeah, they got the photo of their team and their names on a wall at the base of operations in the White House.
That's cool. That's a gangster move.
But I think it says something. At this point, yesterday, like I said, yesterday, after a team spent 36 hours to beat that raid on the PS4. Whereas on the PC, it took them 5, and now you have teams speedrunning it in 23 minutes.
Wow.
But it's taken 36 hours for one team to beat it on the console. To me, that does sound like there's some technical issues that need to be looked at for the consoles.
Interesting.
Maybe I'm just a whiner. I don't know. But that is a huge disparity that you do not see in other games.
Very interesting. They don't point that out here. You know, I like the reasons they point out in that. You just need to be paired with someone who's going to be willing to play as long as it takes to beat it. Who is, like you were saying, with a team, you can say, hey, you need to do this, I need to do that, you need to do this.
Yeah, we need to get on this turret, you need to hit his hitbox, you need to draw the ads. A lot of times when you get into matchmaking, and I'm guilty of it, and I run into it. When I matchmake with teams, none of us speak.
You ain't chatting with Strange.
No, and most of the time, my microphone is muted.
Right.
You cannot have that with a raid. You will literally get steamrolled.
You will die.
And then you'll be like, oh, raid's stupid. It's no
fun.
It's
too hard.
I always die and I always lose. It's too hard. You know, the raid is there. Raids are there for those hardcore players that really want to work on min-maxing the perfect build to beat it. So, personally, I think no matchmaking is probably a smart thing. I understand why it kind of sucks. I mean, why can't you matchmake and before you start, talk through where you're at? And if not, you can get rid of this guy, you know, boot this guy. Then you got people that are mad about that. Understand.
Well, I think the one problem I do have is that statement to me is a little like, you're not playing the game right. It's like, I'll play it however I want. Put matchmaking in. If I want to use it, I will. If I don't, I won't.
Yeah.
I don't think it hurts to be there. I think the message is people saying, oh, I can't beat this with these idiots I'm playing with. And they go, yeah, that's why you need to build a team versus, well, that's why we didn't put that mode in. Don't decide for me.
And like I said, I do understand both sides.
But
how, if you do throw matchmaking in, people who don't understand raids, how angry are they going to get? Because, you are going to get steamrolled.
No more angry than they are that it didn't have matchmaking. That's all I've heard about for last week.
But no matchmaking, are they necessarily going to? They have a better chance if they're constantly getting steamrolled in something they're trying. They have a much better chance to leave the game than they do if they can't matchmake for an aspect of it that is known to be incredibly hard and requires teamwork.
But if there's no new content, people leave as well. So if that content is not accessible to that player base.
Well, they did release some new content along with it as well. So
I mean, it's tough. It's a coin toss, but I think you add it and you let people decide.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Red Dead 2 Online, RDO 2, has finally left online beta. It is it's real now.
It's not. Yes, it's now an actual game.
It's a real game. And there's been a ton of changes alongside of that. So there's a new variety of land of opportunity missions. And those are cool because they depend on which side of the law you fall on. There's like outlaw and there's gunslinger. Whatever the other side is. Gunslinger. Gunslinger path.
And that determines who you face off against and what your missions are.
And your outlaw path, which is cool. Additionally, Rockstar has added a variety of new free roam missions featuring new characters from Red Dead Redemption 2's main campaign. There's also three new posse versus contests, fishing, bird shooting, and herb picking, which is my favorite.
Ooh, picking the herb.
As well as dynamic events that occur as you travel through the Old West. On top of that, Rockstar has added another new showdown mode, Overrun, as well as a handful of poker tables in certain towns around the map. You can challenge up to five other players for high-stakes game of Hold'em. Also arriving is this week's update, previously detailed offensive and defensive play styles, which allow you to tailor how you'd prefer to experience RDO online or RDO. Offensive is a default play style that gives you the ability to freely attack other players, while defensive is designed for those players who would rather avoid PvP skirmishes and explore the world. This is my jam right there.
Yeah.
It's what I've been waiting for this whole time, is just to get on there and enjoy the game with my friends. It's finally there. Kind of excited about that. Rounding out this week's update is an assortment of gameplay improvements. Among other things, Rockstar has added a new control scheme based on the player feedback, increased weapon swap speed, added new daily challenges and rewards, and removed auto-aim headshot tracking. So,
cool.
It sounds like they're finally getting it to a point where maybe it'll build a player base the way that Grand Theft Auto did.
Yeah.
This story honestly made me want to jump back into it, but I think I deleted that 120 gig game off my hard drive.
Yep, I traded it in.
So that's unfortunate that I'll have to reinstall it if I want to play it. But it made me want to get back in now that I don't have to get shot in the face all the time.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I'm as into it at this point as you are.
Yeah, I wanted that game to be so much more than it was, but I just couldn't enjoy it without getting shot in the face to know if it was fun or not. It may not be. I just don't know.
See, the problem is I couldn't even get into the single-player aspect of it. So the online aspect was definitely probably going to be a no-go for me.
Yeah, I didn't play much of the single player, but I thought the online would be the thing that we would jump in every now and then and have fun with, but it just was getting shot in the face.
Yep, just getting killed all the time.
Netflix caused a stir last week when they announced they were going to be at E3.
Mm-hmm.
But the more that you read into this, the more it sounds like it's nothing.
Right.
They're going to be on a panel talking about some of their games that could be adapted into video games. Doesn't sound like it's an announcement of a studio or anything like that. It sounds more like, hey, we're going to make some games.
Already have. I mean, Stranger Things.
Yeah, finally getting that House of Cards RPG.
That you always wanted. Yeah.
That's not real, so don't look it up. That's not a thing at all.
That's right. Orange is the New Black Prison Simulator.
Yeah.
That's not real either.
Stand-up comedy simulator.
Mm,
you just get on there and you press the joke you want, and you get a crowd return meter. Yeah.
Firefest sim.
Oh, hello, I'm playing. It's like SimCity that you can't win.
Right.
No matter what, you're going to lose. You have to lose, yeah.
No matter what, you're going to jail.
Speaking of Fire Festival, Woodstock was off, but it's back on now.
Yeah. So weird.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Fire Festival. I hope it gets another shot.
Fire. Who does?
Fire Festival.
Oh, I thought you meant Billy.
Nah, he's in prison.
He needs to be there and, you know, he's going to get out and get right back into the same shit.
Yeah. That new Stranger Things game is a beat 'em up.
Yes, it is.
Like a side-scroller beat 'em up.
Side-scroller beat 'em up.
Hmm.
Similar to
River City Ransom?
Streets of Rage.
Yeah.
Is what I went with.
I mean, it's a good game. I understand why you would go with it. I have a game called Crime City that's a side-scrolling beat-em-up.
Crime City.
Yeah, can you get some, pull up some Crime City? You'll see what a lethal weapon clone this thing is. Two cops, right? One white cop, one black cop.
Does the white cop have long hair? Have a mullet?
Let's just get a picture of this. Crime City Arcade, maybe.
Crime City Arcade.
This is like pulling up an app or something. There it is. By Tato. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Look at the oversized gun that makes no sense.
Oh, yeah, sure does.
You might be able to find like an intro scene that has both of them on it. There's the... Yeah, it's not both of them.
Oh, it's just one.
Yeah, there it is. Click on the marquee there. It's just one of them again, but he's beating up another guy. Look how good that looks.
Yeah, that looks good. All right. Crime City.
It's like a generic-ass name for a generic-ass game.
Yeah, it is.
Shout-out to Crime City. That's it for the news. Speaking of shout-outs, remember, if you want a shout-out, all you have to do is head over to patreon.com/GameStitch, subscribe at the $10 tier, and we'll give you a shout-out each and every week, even if you don't give us one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've had a busy week. Dan's had a busy week. Clearly, Thomas and Zach have had a busy week.
Because we have not heard from them.
We've not heard from him. We got to reach out to Zach because he's going to help us out with something. I just haven't had a chance to do anything with the way work has been. Our shout-out is going to be a little different this week. We're going to thank them for being patrons, even though sometimes we don't have time to come up with a creative shout-out for them.
We do not always have the time to come up with a creative shout-out.
You know, sometimes the juices are just running low.
Indeed.
You know, you're just low on juices.
Indeed.
You gotta hit a juice bar. You ever been to a juice bar?
I've never been to a juice bar, no.
Have you ever been to like a high-end juice establishment?
I have not, no.
Yeah, I went to one twice. I feel
like it's probably not my thing.
I got some sort of like island breeze or something. It was like coconut water, pineapple, mango. Yeah. It was okay. That's the one I went to, the juicery.
Where's that at?
Over by exit one for me. For speak of that.
I don't think I have one. You have a juicery.
Yeah, it's fancy. They also do meal prep.
Is it like exactly that one?
No, it is
like,
not.
Like, is that it?
Mm-mm. No, it looks similar though. Yeah, it looks similar to that.
Huh.
Very similar to that, but it has booths.
Never been to one.
But they have a meal prep, so you can get your balanced meal and just microwave it and eat it.
Is that what you do?
Negative. I let Wendy's do my meal prep.
Oh, you're still a Wendy's guy, huh?
I mean, I've been switching it up lately and just getting a lot of Freddy's.
What the hell is Freddy's?
Freddy's is like, do you know what Culver's is?
No.
That won't help any. So they're like these butter burgers, but Freddy's has got like a Steak and Shake meets Culver's vibe to it.
Okay.
Yeah, get a zoom in on that burger there. You can also get cheese curds from there.
Mmm.
That's the Freddy. That's the number one Freddy's classic. It's pickles, gotcha. Onions. That's Dave's right there or something. That's different. They got them fat ass fries. I don't know what that was from. Yeah, it's got pickles, onions, cheese, and mustard. And two burger patties.
Gotcha.
That is it. That's all that comes on it. There's the cheese curds.
There's the cheese curds. Yep.
They also have their frozen custards and concretes.
Mm.
They have shoestring fries. They've got this fry sauce you dip it in. It's really good.
Nope. Never heard of it.
Yeah. So I've been eating a lot of Freddy's. Never even heard of it. It's bad for you. Real bad for you. But they have a...
Seems right.
But shout out to Freddy's because they have a combo that comes with a hamburger and a hot dog because I can't decide sometimes.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
You just is it 100% beef hot dog?
Yeah, you know it is. I don't fuck with anything less. I think that's what the kids say. You don't fuck with it.
I don't fuck with it.
And I like a beef hot dog. I don't want pig anuses and chicken beaks in mine.
Oh, you're missing all the good stuff.
Sorry, shout out to anybody who eats fake ass hot dogs.
So where's this place at? Where's this Freddy's at?
So Freddy's is on the corner of Wilma and Trenton. for
those right down there. The, okay.
Yeah, there used to be a gas station there. Now there's a Freddy's there in front of the now DG. The Dollar General. So right up from where you used to work.
Yeah.
On the corner of there.
Yeah.
They have a patty melt as well. But Freddy's is good. Culver's is good too. Culver's is almost the same thing.
There it is.
Yep. That's it on a map. Glad we're not showing that so you could creep on us.
Yeah. Nobody needs that, right?
Freaking creeps.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I remember that gas station.
Yeah. It's like right up from where you used to work.
Oh, it's like super close to you.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. It's super convenient. There's a map go across the street that I like to get gas at, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a new MAPCO.
Yeah, it is.
Well, it's not new anymore. It was new when I left there.
There are two speeds to MAPCO, though. Super trashy and super nice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
MAPCO has no in-between. They're building a gas station right in front of work now, too.
Really?
Right on the corner of what used to be the mattress store. They're putting a raceway in there. Or racetrack or something.
Fast track?
No, it's a race something.
Oh, it's a raceway then.
I think it was like a racetrack with just a C on the end.
I know there's a fast track with a C on the end.
No, it's a race something. Maybe it's just a raceway. I don't know.
I don't know.
But they're building that there now. So that's a thing.
Cool.
Yep. You know, more options. I like you can get a good all beef hot dog a lot of times from a gas station.
Depends on the gas station.
Don't be afraid of a gas station hot dog or one of those like tornado twister things.
Tornadoes, yeah.
Yeah, don't be afraid of those either.
I've gotten the tornadoes. Yeah, I know about those.
Don't be afraid of those. Those are fine.
No, I eat those.
Anything that goes on that roly spinny thing, you're
good. You know what else I get? You ever have those cheeseburger hot dogs?
No.
It's in the shape of a hot dog, but it's a cheeseburger?
No, definitely not.
Oh, man, they're fucking delicious.
I like a gas station egg roll a lot. Which is suspect, but I like them.
I'll tell you what, a gas station breakfast sandwich is the best you'll ever fucking have.
And I like a good slice of gas station pizza sometimes.
Breakfast pizza in particular.
There's a Godfather's up here that's pretty legit. And I like Hunt Brothers too. I think they're okay.
Mm.
So yeah, that's your gas station food talk.
That's it.
Gas talk.
Oh, right there. Second row down.
Yeah, I've never seen that before.
Second to the last. Nope. Yep, that one.
Roller Bites.
That should be it. Oh.
That's a full meal.
That's not it. No, no, it's a cheeseburger. Yeah, it's a cheeseburger hot dog. It's a cheeseburger in the shape of a hot dog. You put it on a hot dog bun. It's on the roller grill.
It just rolls like that, huh? And you throw it right in a bun?
Yep.
Yeah, there it is. Never seen it.
Except for it's not like that. They actually like just put cheese throughout it.
Oh, it's inside of it.
It's not like, yeah, it's like on that one, it's like a cheese stuffed burger dog. But this is just like if you were to take the meat and put the cheese in there and make it up and then put it in the shape of a hot dog and cook it, that's how it would be.
So it is a racetrack with a C.
Okay.
In February 2018, the Tennessean announced that Racetrack plans to open 30 Nashville area stores by 2023. So they're apparently growing fast around here.
Woo.
So shout out to the right there. Yeah, there it is. Racetrack. That's what it looks like, actually. It's not done being constructed, but you can tell it's going to look like that. That's nice.
Yeah, it is. It's nice. That's
okay. Yeah, I hope they have
Kind of looks like you should have a casino inside.
Ooh, I like a casino gas station.
I don't do casinos.
Oak Grove getting a casino and a horse track.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where are they putting that?
I don't know.
Right off the exit?
Maybe Gerald knows. I don't know. That general area, though.
Because isn't there that space up there that used to be a...
It was going to be a mall?
Yes.
Couldn't be a mall because it was in a flood zone?
Right. That place, yeah.
that's the one.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I just know it's going in Oak Grove.
And not long after, that steak place burned down.
Yeah, Edwards.
Edwards.
That's not right. That's not what it's called. Edwards is a place downtown.
Oh, yeah. No, it wasn't.
It's been there forever, though.
Yeah, it was good, too.
I can't remember.
I guess it's going right where he's pointing, but I don't...
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Right in that big pad. That's right, a little very there. Big. Yeah. Oh, man, how'd you like to live across the street from that? Fuck that.
Whew. That would suck.
Huh.
Interesting. So that's just down from the Walmart Plaza, right?
Yeah, I don't see anything that registers as... A store I've been to.
There's Legion Liquors.
Oh, Luigi's Pizza.
Ah. Uh-huh.
I don't know where that's at. I just I just wanted to say that. Anyways, yeah, I'm going to go bet on horses.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Is that like Gate 5?
Pizza Hut.
Is that what that says, or Gate 6?
I don't know.
Gate 6.
Gate 6, yeah.
So it's right by Gate 6. Okay.
Yeah. Interesting.
That helps.
Interesting. Hope that was enjoyable for everybody that was listening as we tried to locate something that you don't care about or know about.
Right. And can't see.
And can't see. Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, so this has been the best.
You're welcome, listeners.
Smart. Everything we do it for you.
Gerald's got a story pulled up that says Minecraft might be the best-selling game of all time now.
Okay. Who cares?
Who's that
Gerald.
From?
Is
that
Producer
from,
Gerald.
Is that from?
I know you care.
Minecraft.net wrote that? Destructoid. Minecraft Monthly? Who wrote that? They got it above Tetris and Grand Theft Auto and Wii Sports.
Yes.
Wow. Look at that drop off between 1, 2, and 3.
I know. It just...
Minecraft is excellent.
It's crazy.
It's excellent. That's going to do it for us in our Military Salute episode 331. Thanks for joining us.
We salute you.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
Remember those old Budweiser commercials? We salute you, Mr.
Oh, yeah, yeah. George Swear.
Yeah.
I can't remember any of the other ones. Also, the frogs. Remember the Bud frogs?
I do remember the frogs.
And then the What's Up guys.
Well, I hated the What's Up guys.
And then they always fall back to the Clydesdale.
The Clydesdale, yeah.
Which is a magnificent horse.
But no, the Mr. Whoever guy was always,
yeah,
always enjoyed those ones.
Man, commercials, it's weird they stick with you.
Yeah.
Some better than others.
Some do. Some you forget about, but some, yeah, just stay right with you. You're right.
Some commercials are pretty good. They're pretty okay. Like once a week I hear somebody like Mike from that Geico commercial.
Yes.
Hump day. That's not even a good commercial, but it sticks around. Happier than a camel on Wednesday. That's going to do it for us. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place.
Same place.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks, Drill. Take us out. Look at that Coke. Oh, man, the Coke polar bear.
The polar bears.
Not about the polar bears.
Me too.
Good night.
Good night.